in purchasing a motor vehicle. It's a vehicle that we call the moto car. It's a cross between a motorcycle and a vehicle and a car. It's like a motorcycle that has a little trailer behind in which they can place their goods. It is quite inexpensive as a means of transport. Another example that comes to mind will assist us in explaining the innovation that exists in our country thanks to the knowledge that our repatriated citizens have acquired abroad. We truly appreciate the knowledge that they bring with them when they come back to our country. These people are no doubt quite brave, as when leaving Paraguay they left behind their support network, their homes, their families. Sometimes they left their children with their parents or their grandparents in order to improve their standard of living and that of their families. While abroad they learn new, innovative things. Knowledge that oftentimes we do not have in Paraguay. And the case that I am thinking of is of a young lady who learned how to dry out fruit. So she gathers fruit in season, she dries them, and then puts them in a container. In that container, she takes them to bars and restaurants and hotels. The hotels and restaurants then use these for juices, tarts, cakes, pastries. And according to our assessment, her business is doing quite well. Last time we checked, her business was up and running. It was very well organized. However, she needed some machinery in order to expand her business. So to summarize, in our experience with the repatriated businessmen and women, we believe at the level of our secretariat and also at the national level that this is one solution to the labor difficulties that they encounter, a difficulty that is our own too as a country, which is why we believe that it is important to improve and strengthen this program. We would like to have 120 businessmen and women per year. In fact, we would like to increase this amount every year. Now, what's the hitch? We need more money. We need a bigger budget in order to assist more people with this program. And it would be useful if the committee could take this into account when making recommendations to our country, hoping that we could improve this program and expand it. Thank you.